Australia's peak arthritis organisation is urging governments to consider funding new ways of treating the disease, which experts say could slash Australia's health budget by almost $200 million. Arthritis treatment now costs the economy around $5.5 billion in health costs and lost productivity. The cost to the government is expected to grow significantly unless more is done to prevent and better manage the condition. David Taylor has our story.
44-year-old Cheryl Dines from Brisbane says she suffers debilitating pain from rheumatoid arthritis.
It's just completely debilitating. There's just nothing you can do. You just have to sit and wait for it to pass.
It's that kind of pain, says Arthritis Australia, that prevents around 52,000 Australians from working. It's estimated that costs the government over $1.1 billion a year in extra welfare payments and lost taxation revenue. Professor Deborah Schofield is a health economist from the University of Sydney and co-author of the report. She was commissioned to help 600 people with knee osteoarthritis to get them back into the workforce with simple programs like effective exercise routines and changes to their diet, the benefits of which, she says, could be huge.
With those sort of interventions across other types of arthritis, it could have a very large impact on people's capacity to work and their income.
For Cheryl Dines, the physical therapy is giving her the greatest benefit.
If I can get into a Pilates studio or spend time with a physio, I can get all of my muscles really strong and then they can hold me in place properly so that if something does happen and a joint starts to flare, I'm actually stronger. So if I can't get to those therapies, I actually suffer a lot more.
But the chair of the Council of General Practice, Dr. Brian Morton, warns that workers will still likely need special consideration from their employers, even if they are able to return to work.
So exercise can relieve pain. It can turn up a person, make them much more mobile. But of course, it depends on the workplace and what their occupation is. So it needs to be filtered.
Arthritis Australia is urging all political parties to commit $11 million to support non-surgical management for people with osteoarthritis.
I suppose our main pitch is that providing better care for people with arthritis is actually cost-effective, and in a few instances it will actually be cost-saving.
Franca Marine is a policy and government relations manager at Arthritis Australia.
So, for example, providing better non-surgical management for people with osteoarthritis could save up to $170 million a year for the health system. I think that will get their attention.
Arthritis Australia says the condition will cost taxpayers $7.6 billion by 2030, unless more is done to prevent and better manage the condition.
David Taylor.